moving to the right. They touched all the time, on every occasion, while sipping morning coffee, strolling the streets, having lunch, sitting with friends, especially in the dark. The fingers. That's how their fingers loved one another. Their craving for their counterparts was greater than lovemaking. First, the fingertips would couple. Each would find its matching counterpart. Fingerprints would feel for each other until all the lines would click with those of the opposite. They matched perfectly, like mirror images. Through those barely visible creases, they would exchange invisible tenderness, and after fingertipping, his fingers would descend towards the palm so slowly that his movements were barely perceptible, feeling their way into Milena's lifeline, touching also the period in which they hadn't known each other. Intertwined, they would wriggle side by side, conversing in their fingertipping lingo. "Here we are," all 10 would exclaim in unison, and then whisper in low voice, almost inaudibly. The thumbs would then wriggle out, looking for their mirror images. The indexes, middle and ring fingers would follow, and in the end, the pinkies, drawing the palms close to reunite again.